This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. You're listening to Lerato Mbele on Power 98.7.
So when you hear that bass line, as Peter Mashabane says, it's iconic. You know, when a bass line does that, dips and rises like that, it can come from nowhere else but South Africa. But this particular one is special because it is none other than Aus Debza playing that guitar, strumming that guitar. From Mafikeng to the world, I love this story. Her name is Deboho Sidumedi, and she says when she was really young, she wanted to be a band leader. And it wasn't long after that age of 15 that she started playing the bass guitar in the late band of WHP. Later on, she's seen her career take her all over the world, playing in international festivals such as the Joy of Jazz in 2019 in Cape Town at the Cape Town Jazz Festival. She has even performed with the Grammy Award winning Wouter Kellerman. She's performed with Proverb, with really the deep soul singer Simphiwe Dana. She's also a composer, and she's written songs for popular bands such as The Muffins, and she's been a music director for significant events like the Mbokoto Awards. So let us talk to Aus Debza, because what I really loved is you walked into studio, you've got all this really beautiful, warm energy. It's resonating with me right now. And as they played the song, your instinct was to start to strum an imaginary guitar. That's all you did, is you just lifted up your hands like that.
Yeah.
Is it just your life now? Guitar's your baby, it's your soul, it's who you are.
It is. Yo, it's embedded. It's part of my fiber. It's part of Aus Debza. You know, even when people see me in a grocery store, they'd be like, "Where's the guitar?" I'm like, "No, I'm trying to buy soap." Yeah.
Okay, so at 15, you already knew that you wanted some kind of a musical career.
I did. I didn't know how it was going to pan out. I just knew I had this passion for music. So that's the age where I went to Mabana Cultural Center. And then I'm like, I'm a songwriter and I need a band to play my music. That's the first thing that I said. I remember very well. And little did I know that I was actually being aligned to my path, you know, my passion. So it's no wonder that I'm doing what I'm doing. I've always believed that my life is going to be surrounded by cameras, lights, and glitz and glam.
So it wasn't just it wasn't just the music. You just knew that you wanted the stardom of it as well.
Listen, I wanted to be a news reader, like initially.
Wow, those are worlds apart.
Yeah, but for me, my reason with that, I was like, I think people would love to look at my face.
Yeah, it's a pretty face.
Thank you. Yes. You know, when you were a kid, like, why do you want to be a news reader? It's like, I think people would really like to look at me.
Yes.
So, but I'm glad that I'm doing something that really speaks, you know, with the inner person, something that I believe also it has a power to heal people. Yeah. Music is so powerful.
It is.
And it's one of the mediums that God uses, you know, as a vessel to relay messages, you know, to heal people, to encourage people, you know, to remind them of how it feels like to be in love, or how we need to take care of ourselves when you're not feeling okay, blah, 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 blah,
and,
blah.
And it's the words that are spoken in the music that you can't conjure up at a moment. Mm-hmm. That's why music is so powerful. Yeah. And when we began the show today, I said, Bob Marley once said that music is the only thing that when it hits you, you don't feel pain.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm. That's powerful, huh? That's
very
profound.
Powerful.
Yeah, you can take that with you.
Sure. I am taking it with
me. Because Bob Marley said it, I didn't say it. Listen, so when did you actually start playing the instrument? Because they usually say that for you to get to a certain level of proficiency, it's better to have started when you're young.
I know, right? I wish I had. I used to ask my mom, why didn't you guys take me to like music schools when I was younger? Because the stories that you guys tell me are that I started singing at the age of 2.
Oh, wow.
I would sing along to songs on the radio or on the TV and all of that jazz. So I started in my, can you believe, I think I was 19 or 20.
When you started playing the guitar.
I know, it's hard to believe, eh? Yeah. Yes.
I'm gobsmacked by what you've just said.
Yeah. I think also it's because I wanted it so bad that how I learned it, you know, it's sort of like backtracked.
You just doubled up your time.
Doubled
you doubled
up everything, and it just sounds like I've been playing for a very long time. So that's how I first started playing. And it came from being at a Mabana Cultural Center where there were a lot of these young kids learning how to play instruments.
Cool.
And there were bands that were being started, and nobody was putting the girls in the bands. And then I decided to start an all-female band called
Iva. You know, but I know the Mabana Cultural Center. My mother's from there, of course. And I know the lady who founded it. And this is us going back to, we know what's needed in our communities
to
keep our young people busy.
Do.
We know that you can even source the funding for it, build these centers, Funda Center in Soweto.
It used to be there.
And so there's really no excuse.
There is no excuse. Listen, it's not even about keeping the children busy. This is a vehicle that we use, you know, to inspire young people. I mean, when you are part of the art or the art world, it's not about trying to get people to be singers or dancers. It just opens your mind.
Exposure.
There's something that, it exposes you to, you know, different possibilities that, for example, you might be traveling to go perform, let's say, overseas. And then it sparks, I wonder how an airplane is being, you know, flown.
Maybe,
my goodness, maybe. Then it inspires you to be a pilot.
Yes.
So we need to think beyond, banabana, they want to just be famous and be musicians or whatever, entertainers.
Yeah.
It's bigger and deeper than that.
Just create the platform.
Just create the platform. Yeah.
Okay, so you look at me, you know, you see me, I'm staring at the computer screen at the phone, and you're probably thinking, is she concentrating? I'm concentrating. What I'm also doing is I'm trying to figure out how many guitars there are, or guitar formations or varieties. And there's more than 20.
There's a lot.
So when you start playing an instrument, do you just graduate straight to the bass guitar, or is there the entry-level instrument that you first have to learn how to play? You know, like you can't just start playing a synthesizer. You got to just play a proper wooden mahogany piano.
Yeah.
scales properly?
It depends. You don't have to, but it's advisable to at least learn a little bit of piano, because that's like the foundation of
the guitar.
Of music.
Music, okay.
Of music. You'd understand how to play other instruments even better. Mm. But you don't have to. You can just jump into that instrument that you want to play. I started with an acoustic guitar. I wanted to know how to play an acoustic guitar.
Just explain to us what that is.
The acoustic guitar is the one that you can play chords in, the one with nylon strings, the one that people would like, the Spanish guitar, the wooden one. You know, but because I wanted to start a band, I needed a bass player. And then I decided, okay, let me just switch. You know, there's a little difference between the two. Because with the bass, the scales and the notes and the strings are the same from the top string, but somewhere in the middle it becomes different.
Right.
So that's how I started. You know, you need to know which one you like. So you just pursue that instrument that you like and you just go for it.
What is it about South African jazz and South African music that is so embedded in the bass guitar? What is it about the South African sound that loves this particular kind of guitar?
I think, I mean, not even only in South Africa. You just listen to the instruments, what it commands, its power. You know,
what's the power? That doom.
The power. Yes, I mean, it's like something. It's like somebody who speaks with
a boy's voice. Low,
yeah, exactly. You know,
Barry White.
They command attention. Like, you'd be like, who's that? So it's the same. It's the same with that instrument. It has a lot to say, you know, and it says it without also being too aggressive. You don't have to be too aggressive, but you just have to be present. So I think people love that. They love what it stands for, and it's also very beautiful when it's being paired with an amazing drum pattern.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know what? You can always hear the bass. I like what you're saying. Yeah. But it's always an undertone.
Yeah.
It's never the loudest of the instruments until somebody sort of does a solo.
Yes. Either that or even just how you mix and master. You can put it up. It depends on what you like or why you are writing that particular song. But the main job for a bass guitar is just to hold the music together. Mm. It's just, you know, it's that backbone together with the drums, just holding it down, just holding it down.
So when you're writing music, because you compose music as
yes.
well, so you've got to think of every note and the melody and how the different instruments.
Not necessarily.
Okay. But you've got to think of how the other instruments are going to come in, where they come in, right?
Yes.
And so how do you denote, for lack of a better word, the bass in the music? How do you know when it needs to come in, spacing it out, all the bars?
It depends on what, you know, how you are writing. It depends on the music that you are working on. For example, I compose with the bass first because I'm a bass player. I would lay down the bass line and that guides me on how to lay other instruments, you know. So it depends on the sound, on the style of music also, because you've got songs where they would need maybe for the bass to be out on verses, or that need to be very mellow on verses or choruses, depending on the style of music. So it just it's really directed by what your writing skill or
style
is.
You know, there's this assumption that a bass guitar is a jazz guitar. Do you know what I'm saying to you? That you can only play it in the jazz. I'm not that dumb.
For the first time I get asked a question that I wish I get asked.
You should just high five me once and for all.
Yes. I love this question because it resonates with me, because people tend to call me a jazz artist. I'm like, I'm not a jazz artist. I'm a musician, you know, because now you'll be confused if you now see me playing with somebody who's not a jazz musician and you'd be like, oh, but we thought you were a jazz artist. I'm not. I'm a musician. I happen to be a musician who plays bass, who sings. Now I'm bringing, it's a different kind of feel, you know. An instrument does not necessarily fall under a certain style of music. You know what I mean? Everything is created from all the instruments. I say, but even in house songs, there's bass guitars. Even in gospel, there's bass guitars. So why now do you call it a jazz instrument?
Okay, I'm just going to marinate with that a little bit. We're in conversation with Tebogo Sedumedi. She's popularly known as Austebza. And, you know, we now have many foreigners who listen to people listening from other countries, listening to the show. I know this. And so in South Africa, when you recognize somebody's seniority, you call them Ausi.
Yes.
So she's not just Tebogo or Debza. She's our big sister, our Austebza.
Yeah.
9 a.m. to noon. This is Power Talk on Power 98.7.
You know what I'm loving? You're listening to your own music and dancing to it. It's almost as if you're hearing it for the first time.
That's how I feel all the time. Like, oh, did I write that?
Okay, so tell us about the writing experience, because it's one thing to write for yourself, because you understand your, or you should be in touch with your own emotions at a particular junction in your life. But is it difficult to write for someone else?
No, it's not.
Why not?
It's not, because it's the same as when we are having a conversation and I'm listening to you. Ah. You know, how I engage with you will show you how much I am interested in what you say. So if we're having a conversation, you're telling me that, oh, I'm doing 1, 2, 3, 4, and I don't respond accordingly, or I don't seem interested, that probably there's a chance that I'm not even taking anything that you're saying to heart. But if you're sharing something and I resonate, or I can connect and be like, wow, but how did that happen? Or how do you feel? It's going to be easy for me to translate that into a song. So it's not only about ourselves when you get to write music. Mm. You must be able to also relay and translate other people's emotions, because that is part of the craft. You are a vessel that carries messages or a culture or an era in you that you have to share and write and translate to the society. So you should be able to connect with people with what's happening. I have a song in my latest album called Retabele Guy. It's addressing gender-based violence. Nice. And I've never experienced that, you know.
But I
can connect with it, because you see it around, you know, you meet people that have gone through that. So it doesn't mean I don't feel it, or I don't have a say about it. So,
you should have a say. You're a woman in South Africa, which has just declared war on women, as it were.
Yeah.
And you should worry. Mm-hmm. That's why we talk about it so often, because, you know, without a solution, we're shouting from the mountaintops now in music, in media, and everywhere else. The best songs that are written, what is the formula? You know, most people sing love songs, and you get a sense that because love translates across borders, geographies, cultures, maybe that's why people keep writing love songs.
Yeah, it is. You just said it. Best songs that are ever written are about love. Whether it's, you know, how good you've experienced love or how you feel love has, you know, given you the alternative, which I personally don't believe. I believe love is love.
Yeah.
It because it's such a powerful message. It's part of who we are. It's part of what created us.
Mm.
So how can we write love songs and they are not great?
So one of the greatest guitarists for me is Sting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And he doesn't always sing about love. He sings about environmental issues. Message in a bottle, an Englishman in New York.
Yeah.
And yet it lands.
Yes.
Yeah. And I wonder what makes those kinds of songs special.
It's the connection. Do you really mean what you are writing about?
Mm.
That's what it is. If you're authentic, if you are true to the craft, people connect to that.
Mm.
So it's about you being genuine. You know, are you genuine about what you are sending out to the world? You know, so if you're not, I mean, this is a spiritual thing. People are going to discern that.
This one's faking. So for you, who are some of the greatest guitarists?
Well, I'll say bassist. I think bassist because I'm a bass player.
Okay, yes. I stand corrected.
We have amazing guitar bassists in South Africa. We've got the likes of Bafana Zulu, you know, Bakiti Kumalo, you know, Jimmy Mgwandi. I mean, they transcended. I mean, those guys, they were in that era, but they also managed to bring a new sound into where we are right now, especially Jimmy Mgwandi, you know, when he worked with the likes of Oskido. But internationally for me, it's Richard Bonner. Yes, I am. Because what he does with the bass and his singing is how I see myself in the future. Being able to sing your mother tongue and play this instrument and fuse all these different rhythms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's amazing. And do it in a way that even the Western world can understand what African music and patterns and rhythms are all about. So he's just an amazing bass player.
There's somebody who's just harassing me and just... Special for you, Stebza?
It's just the emotion behind it. I mean, you can feel it. The bass line and the singing, you know, he's saying something that you can't really hear what he's saying because he's singing in one of the languages from Cameroon, but it's just so, it touches the soul.
Yeah.
I love this man.
Okay, so we're going into, we see you in the now, but what are we likely to see of you in the future?
Whew. My work being celebrated in a form of having more female musicians.
Ah.
I think that is what's in my heart right now, to develop and to bring up a talent that is sleeping at the moment. And for various reasons, I've got a girl that I was mentoring, I was speaking to the other day, and she's like, I stopped playing, you know. She gave me reasons why, and I realized that women go through so much that it's not only about our dreams and aspirations, but it's about our well-being holistically for us to be able to be the best that we can be. So you will see that, you know, with the amount of female musicians that are going to come up in this country.
I love what you're saying. Music does heal. It really does.
It does.
And music does help you in a whimsical way to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And we thank you for your music.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.